Thank you, Your Honors. May it please the court and counsel. I'm Joy Schiffer Miller, and I'm here on behalf of Joseph B., who is Tavian B.'s father in this proceedings. The action that is questioned here today is Joseph B.'s filing of a motion to transfer this matter to the tribal courts that was being heard in the juvenile courts of Lancaster County. The evidence shows in this action that the original juvenile court proceeding in this case was filed in the summer of 2013. At that time, the child was living sometimes with Joseph B. and sometimes with Tara B., Tara also B., and sometimes with Joseph B.'s mother, Gloria. There was an action filed in juvenile court. Joseph B. began to participate in services. He did so through the summer, really, of 2014, and in about October of 2014, there was another incident. There were reviews in this case, but at some point the state then elected to file a motion to terminate Joseph B. and Tara B.'s rights to Tavian. And at that time, the tribe came forward, and Joseph B. had just recently been an enrolled member of the Oglala Sioux Tribe. There was a hearing held in December of 2014 where the tribe had indicated that time that they wished to have transfer, and they accepted transfer of the case. Joseph B. brought that forward to the court's attention. The court said there had never been a determination that ICWA applied, and said he really didn't have time to take up the matter that day, so he set it over for another day. When we came to court on January 6th of 2015, Joseph B., through counsel, had filed a written motion to transfer the matter to the tribal court. At that time, the state filed a motion to withdraw the motion to terminate parental rights of the parents. And it appears, I think there's a fair inference that the reason they did that is because they believed that that would make it a new proceeding under ICWA, and therefore, under this court's previous findings, a new proceeding, a motion to terminate parental rights, gives a party a right to file a motion.
Okay, it's not disputed that this is an ICWA case, is it?
No, it is not.
Okay, and what does this court do in determining how to apply ICWA to Indian children with regard to what is the good cause that is shown for denying a transfer?
Well, the statutes themselves in Nebraska do not tell the court. Mm-hmm. They just say you have to find good cause. But case law, in re Xylina B, or in re Xylina R, I guess it is, in that case, the court says we apply the guidelines to state courts that are in the federal record. And the guidelines to state courts which are in the federal record says if a state court believes or any party asserts good cause to transfer exists, the reason must be stated on the record or in writing and made available to the parties petitioning for the transfer.
Does the U.S. Supreme Court case in Baby Girl have an impact on our reasoning from Zelina R.?
I submit that it does not. Baby Girl involved an issue whether or not the parent actually was an Indian parent of a child, an ongoing parent of the child. And in Baby Girl, they decided that ICWA did not apply to that child. And there's no dispute in this case that ICWA applies to this child, Tavian. So I don't believe Baby Girl at all applies.
So would you consider in the guidelines, or do we consider the guidelines as they have been recently amended in applying this determination?
I raised that. I don't think it makes a difference whether you consider the guidelines as recently amended or if you consider the guidelines in place at the time. But I would state
well, the guideline in place at the time recognized that that the advanced stage of the proceedings could be good cause.
That's
but
true.
The guidelines now say that's not good cause for failure to transfer.
So it makes it even a stronger point.
I mean, if we can retroactively apply those to this case.
I would say that you should be able to retroactively apply those to the case, and as I argued in my brief, you do review this case de novo. That is the scope of review in juvenile court. And certainly if the matter is remanded to the juvenile court, the guidelines, I would say, apply because of their procedural
why
matters.
Why would we not consider advanced proceedings regardless of what the change in the Bureau of Indian Affairs recommendations are?
Your Honor, the court's current status is that if you file a motion to terminate someone's parental rights, that's a new proceeding. So there's no argument that it's an advanced stage.
That's a new proceeding. I beg your pardon, but the child was removed years before.
1 year.
1 year before.
Year and a half.
But we've said in Zelina R. that there are two separate proceedings, and if there was a termination on file, we would consider the date of the motion to transfer in comparison to the date the action to terminate was filed. So that would not be an advanced stage of the proceedings under those circumstances.
That's
until
true.
The state dismissed its action to terminate.
And it would be my position, as argued in my brief, that I don't think the state withdrawing their motion to terminate relivens the advanced stage of the proceedings. I don't believe you can do that. I mean, we'd already filed the motion to transfer jurisdiction.
Well,
it was set for hearing.
Under the facts of this case, if the state were to seek termination, could you come in and with a new motion to transfer?
Yes.
Where do best interests of the child come into the equation here?
The best interest of the child then, if it's transferred to the tribal court, would be decided by the tribal court.
And the guidelines refer to that as far as not considering the best interest of the child on that under that schematic way of reviewing.
Do the best interest of the child factor into the analysis if this cycle is replayed? In other words, you know, the case exists, it's dismissed, and then there's a new day one and so forth.
I would simply say that I think that there's kind of a hidden thing going on in these cases because I think there's an assumption that tribal courts are inadequate when the Bureau of Indian Affairs rules say that you may not consider whether or not tribal courts are adequate. Nobody offered evidence to say that the tribal courts would be inadequate. There was not that kind of evidence offered in this case. But I think that there's just an assumption we don't want it transferred to tribal court because we think we know what the Native American court is going to do, and I would say that that's discriminatory then to assume that that's true. I see I'm into my rebuttal time, and I would reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Thank you very much. Ms. Passel, good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Chief Justice, may it please the court. My name is Lori Passel. I represent the state of Nebraska in this matter. Today I'm asking the court to find that the juvenile court did not abuse its discretion in denying the motion to transfer to the juvenile court in this case. And I'm also asking the court to reconsider its prior ruling in Zelina regarding whether a trial court can consider best interests when determining whether good cause exists to deny a motion to transfer.
Well, don't the guidelines address good cause or address the best interests of the child in their guidelines? And First of all, it's not a dispute that this is an ICWA case.
Correct. It did not become an ICWA case until that hearing in
January. But it is an
ICWA. But it certainly applies.
It is an ICWA case.
Yes.
And would you agree that if the state had not dismissed its petition to terminate the parental rights, that the application to transfer would not be in an advanced stage of the proceedings?
Yes. Under this court's current ruling under Zylina, in which the court has said a motion to terminate parental rights is a new proceeding, it would have been hard for me to make an argument at that point of time that we were advanced stage.
Okay, so what can the state do in the future with regard to the adjudication that it has and the foster care placement of the children? If the state files an action to terminate and the trial court intervenes or asks to intervene and have it transferred, what would be the result?
Well,
the minute the state files a motion to terminate and there's a request to transfer, what is the court obligated to do?
Well, the court is obligated, if there's an objection, to consider whether good cause exists to deny that request or transfer.
What would be the good cause if there was a timely filing of the motion to transfer?
Well, that's where I would ask this court to reconsider Zylina and apply a best interest standard. There has to be some meaning given to the statutory scheme in this case.
Even though the guidelines discuss what is to be considered in best interest is not one that's to be decided by the juvenile court.
Well, what the guidelines, we're in this transition period, and as they stood when we had this hearing, we were still looking at guidelines that have existed since 1979. And in that case, they talked about the various reasons in which good cause may exist. And as you know, we're talking about, really, in this case, advanced stage of
what
proceeding under the guidelines.
What deference should state courts give to those guidelines?
Well, this court has said that certainly to look to those guidelines for guidance. I would point out that even under the new guidelines that came down in the end of February, again, post the hearings in this case, the guidelines reference best interests. And what they say is that whenever a parent or tribe seeks to transfer, it's presumptively in the best interest of the child. And what that means is that there's a consideration in best interest. If there's perhaps a presumption that it's in the best interest, then that also indicates that there could be evidence presented that it is not in the best interest of the child.
Well, the district court the juvenile court made only one finding, and that was that this was an advanced stage of proceedings that established good cause.
That's right.
Now, you referenced the new guidelines, and the new guidelines specifically state that the advanced state of the proceedings is not good cause.
I understand. And so,
Where are we with regard to what should be applied in this case?
Well, those didn't exist, and couldn't have contemplated what those were going to say at the time that we had that hearing. And so I believe that the court, as it has in the past, can look and say that advanced stage of the proceedings is a factor to be considered.
But would you concede that the minute the state files a motion to terminate, that there can be a motion to transfer the case to the tribal court that would not be in an advanced stage?
Under this court's ruling in Zylina, again, which says that is a new proceeding, that would be the case.
To get the result you're seeking, we would have to overrule our decision in Zylina.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, in order to give the statutes in this case that apply any kind of meaning, again, which say that absent a finding of good cause, the case should be transferred, we have to have a definition of what good cause means. And in every juvenile court case, the best interests of the child are the paramount consideration. And evidence should be allowed, considered by the juvenile court, in order to determine whether in a given case, the particular facts of that case, whether or not it is, in fact, in the best interest of the child to transfer that case to the tribal court. Giving deference to the considerations of the tribe and the fact that this is an Indian child and that there are statutes in place that give deference to this child's status as an Indian child. But bottom line,
in this case, other than advanced proceedings, is there anything in the record that argues for continuation of the case in the Lancaster County Juvenile Court?
Well, the trial court certainly references in his order, and I think a lot of that evidence was presented by the way of all of the prior pleadings and orders that were offered in this case that show the history of this case. But I would also tell the court, at the time that this hearing was held in front of the juvenile court, we were operating under this court's ruling in Zylina, which said that best interest evidence was not applicable. And so if this court reconsiders that ruling, I would ask that the court remand it for further proceedings on that issue so that evidence actually can be adduced by both sides for the court to take a look at that at the trial court level on a more in-depth level.
You would request a remand to the juvenile court? Is that what you're asking?
I would ask the court to remand that if the court finds that best interest is a consideration that can be considered. For those reasons, we would ask that the court find that this was an advanced stage of the proceedings. We would also ask the court to find that best interests of a child can be considered when a juvenile court is determining whether.
Well, given the state of the existing record and the status, what is the is there going to be proceeding to reunify the parents with the child, given that the state's abandoned its motion to terminate parental rights? What's the plan for this child in the future under these circumstances?
Without a motion to terminate parental rights on the table, the court will have to come up with a plan to look towards reunification or some other alternate disposition. There's guardianship that's always an option.
And, we if, also, they, and if they change their mind and seek termination, then you've got a new issue with regard to transfer to the tribal courts.
Then we're here all over again dealing with that issue. And again, because now there's a finding, just once this case was issued, we're going to have to present evidence to the court about active efforts, a higher standard of efforts to reunify in this case. We're also going to have to present evidence from a qualified expert to talk about whether keeping this child from his parents or out of his parents' care would potentially result in serious harm to the child. So the standard is heightened, and we haven't got to that because we've had this appeal. But those things will all happen once we get back to the trial court. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have time for rebuttal?
We have a minute and 11 seconds.
A minute and 11 seconds. Ms. Schiffer-Miller.
Thank you, Your Honors. So what the state is wanting you to do is overrule in Ray Zylina, and they want you to ignore the Bureau of Indian Affairs guidelines to the state courts. It appears they want you to adopt what their definition of undefined good cause is to avoid transfer, because it's clear that the state has the burden to show what good cause there was to not transfer the case. And they've never really stated any good cause other than whether or not it's in an advanced stage of the proceedings in this case. And I would submit to you, even if it were that it were at an advanced stage of the proceedings, if that is some reason to consider whether or not there's good cause to avoid the transfer, it doesn't really state why that's good cause to avoid the transfer. Certainly if it's transferred to the tribal court, the tribal court then decides those issues. The tribal court then decides what services the family needs. The tribal court decides whether or not to terminate parental rights. The tribal court decides placement. Those can be decided by the tribal court, and it is not for us to decide that they're incompetent to make those decisions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That concludes arguments for today. The court is adjourned and you are excused.